Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mazen Beamer, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a great day out there. Beautiful looking Friday and weekend ahead here in Western New York. Joe, you know, not to make it three straight days, but here we go. Three straight days where I'm going to mention that Sabres uniform.
Yes.
I was thinking about this. The thought popped into my head yesterday about just like how funny it is how far we've gone and how far we've come in 20 years or so. No, it would be almost 30 years since, okay, the Sabres had that uniform with the, they call it the goat head.
Yes.
I always knew it was a buffalo. Anyways.
I did not.
You know, the B with the sword through it on the shoulders.
Very and they underrated went to logo, yes.
Black and red and everything. And I was just thinking about, you know, when they release a jersey now and a new look, like even the Bills uniform week to week, it's, you know, this snazzy video that they do on social media. It's posted all over Twitter. You know, the Sabres go back to the goat head jersey. A new one's going to come out. You know, we knew this a year ago. Like, it's information is leaked online. You're seeing the tweets about it. Then you can go on the Sabres website, see all the pictures, and, like, it's crazy. And I was remembering when I was sitting there the other night watching this game, seeing the B with the sword through it logo, and I remembered how I found out when I was 6 years old about the Sabres changing their uniforms. Because there was no internet, you know, or I mean, there was an internet, but I wasn't on it.
Right.
There was not, it would have been in the paper the next day, I guess, or like on TV or something, I'm sure. Somebody would have showed it off. But I had no idea, you know. 6 years old, like I'm not plugged into anything, and you're not exposed to it. You're not seeing it all
except
over again.
TV.
What?
You're plugged into TV as a 6 year old.
Sure, maybe, but yeah. I hadn't seen, you know, the logo anywhere. Yeah, it wasn't plastered all over the way it is now, and it was my aunt drew on a napkin the B with the sword through it, and like broke the news to me that the Sabres were changing their uniform. She's like, it's going to be red and black, and then drew like the B with the sword through it as like that is what the new logo is going to look like.
Nice.
And that just, like, it was just funny to me thinking about that the other night. That's how I found out about it. You know, you got all these slick videos now, like HD images of every stitch.
If I wanted to show you something, I just go on my phone and go, Brian, look at this.
Yeah, you could see the actual thing right in front of you. It's in stores for you to buy. That 1996, I found out about the new uniforms by a hand-drawn picture on a napkin.
That's funny. I used to draw the B with a sword through it in my academic planner for when the Sabres had a game that night.
Yeah, you're taking notes. you know, in class, but really your notes are just drawings of hockey logos.
And the records of each team, yeah. I remember the announcement that I'm sure there was another announcement other than this, but the last game at the Odd, when they dropped down the goat head banner, is what I remember from the Sabres changing. Remember, the last game was the last time they wore those until now, obviously. And, you know, after the game, they did all the ceremony stuff, and they dropped this banner with the goat head at the Odd. And that's my memory of it, with, like, you know, fire and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there. I was only at the Odd, like, once or twice.
Oh, I wasn't at it. I just remember seeing video of it.
Oh, the video of it?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, 803-0930 to join myself and Joe Beamer. And I was going to save this for Monday, Joe, but I thought this is, like, you know, why not spring it now? Because we talked to John Murphy again, and I just can't help but think about something he said last week.
A week ago today.
So it was the trade deadline in the NFL this past week. Last week, when Murph joined the show, I asked him, you know, what he thinks the Bills are going to do, if anything. You know, do they really need to do anything? And he replied, like, yeah, you know, maybe they do something. I don't think they really need to go all out, make a huge splash, and sell off a bunch of things for one of these huge names that are out there. You know, they don't need to give up a bunch of first-round picks for, you know, some name you'd recognize. Who's it? Bradley Chubb was traded.
Yes.
Might be a name people recognize. I didn't so much. If you're a defensive player in the NFL and you're not on my team, you got to be like the best of the best for me to really recognize your name. Anyways.
Or in a lot of commercials.
Yes. Yeah. And then he said, you know, you don't want to be like the Rams. Look at the Rams, who, you know, sure, they won the Super Bowl last year, but now they're in trouble. They sold off everything in the future to go all in and win the Super Bowl. And he asked the question of, would you trade it all away? You know, are you going to mortgage the future for one championship? And he said, I wouldn't. And I said, I don't know. I came back at him with, I don't know about that, John. I think a lot of people would. I've seen enough people walking around in just one before I die shirts in red, white, and blue to think that, yeah, a lot of people would say, you know what, give me a Super Bowl, whatever we have to do, if we have to trade away our entire draft next year or the next 3 years, if it would guarantee us a Super Bowl, I would do it. And that, I guess, is my question today, is would you do it? 803-0930. Now, of course, nothing is guaranteed, right? We're just talking about the idea here. But that's what is talked about now around the NFL after the Rams last year. They traded away, like, all their draft picks. They haven't made a first-round draft pick in forever.
Right.
You know, you look at down, who's their big young player? There isn't any.
Matthew, you know, Stafford.
Quarterback's older. Their big defensive players are older. But they did it all with the idea that we're going all in to win a Super Bowl. They ended up doing it. Would you do that if you were the Bills? Would you take a deal right now? Bills fans out there, you can win the Super Bowl this year, but then starting next year, it's another drought. Would you do it? 803-0930 to join us here on BMaz and Beamer. Joe, I don't know. I was like, Murph brought it up last week, and I've been thinking about it ever since.
Now, you know me, I look way too literally, because what you're asking is guarantee it this year and then go into a drought. But I think, is this the year, right? Because I think of, all right, who's going to be on the team next year, the following year? Kind of like the position the Rams might have been in. And now you propose this to me. Say the Bills don't win the next 3 years, right? And now we're looking at, what year is this? We're looking at the next two seasons. And then we're looking at 2024, okay? When some of these players are at the end of the contracts they're on now, people are getting older. I probably in 2024, Brian, would say, yes, championship or and then drought. But it would be a tough offer to pass up this time because, as you said, it's so difficult, right? Nothing's a given. If you were to tell me, hey, we're going to make every move possible to win the Super Bowl, but don't bother watching the drafts for the next 10 seasons, right? It would still be tough to say no because the one before I die, give me that one Super Bowl before I die. But in year five or six of the drought, are you still saying that? It was worth it.
Yeah, so that's like the weird question I have. It's tough to say this about the Bills, too, because of Josh Allen.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing. Like, it's tough to imagine anything the Bills do, you know, to quote-unquote go all in, like wrecking the next decade because they've got, you know, the guy who's awesome. You know, they got the best football player in the league at quarterback. It's tough for me to imagine them ever being where we were 10 years ago with him as the quarterback, right?
Yeah, a down year for this Bills team, like for in the next until 2028, a down year would be, they went into a wild card, you know, or, oh, they're the third seed. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would think with the talent we have with Josh Allen as the quarterback. That's what an off year I would think for the Bills would be.
Basically, it's which would you rather have? Like, you have to sign up for one of these right now. Of course, you know, the big question. Would you give it away? Would you go through another drought starting next year if the Bills won the Super Bowl this year? Guaranteed. Would you sign the paper? Would you do the deal with the devil right now to make that happen? 803-0930. But then it's also, like, kind of a question of which is a better existence. Would you be, like, because Josh Allen is here... So, like, what's more realistic? I think the more realistic answer is, like, minus their one Super Bowl, would you be, like, the Packers or the Colts? Of like, the Colts of Peyton Manning. Aside from the one Super Bowl win, I mean, they were that team that's, they're always good. You're always talking about them as, like, yeah, they could be pretty good. But it just never really happened. The Packers, since the Super Bowl... You know, you cut that out and start, it's the last 10 years of the Green Bay Packers, really. 10 years of existence of, hey, they're pretty good. They never actually win it. You know, you're looked at, it's entertaining, it's fun. You're making the playoffs every single year, but you never actually get the job done. Is that a better existence than just what we went through as Bills fans for 17 years, but... You have the one Super Bowl.
But now you're saying it from a different position. Because you're saying it as a city for the last 5 years that's enjoyed a winning team, right? That's been in the playoffs. I think if you pose this question in 2010, it's a lot easier of an answer. But now it is fun going to the playoffs. It is fun watching a good team every week. You know, before the show, I was on Instagram after I did all my important work, and I saw a video of Josh Allen and reading the comments from other fans and how much they dislike Josh Allen. I love that. That's awesome. You're right, Brian. This is fun, and I think that's why it makes it a difficult decision because I want that Super Bowl, but I'm really enjoying this team for the last 5 years.
During the... drought years, I think I would have said 100% yes.
Yeah. One playoff run and then back in the drought?
Yeah. I think I would have said 100%. Like, just give me that one. Like, give me the one playoff run. Give me one championship, and then we could do this all again because I just want that one. I want to experience that one. Then you have it, and no one can ever take it away from you. Like, it's there. It's awesome. You're no longer the team that's never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? You did it. You're there. But then, you know, we go to our text board, 803-0930, to join us. Somebody's texting in, not a good idea. Why not work up to a good team that can provide sustainable excitement over many years to come with good possibilities to win as opposed to one win and then 25 years of garbage after? That's the question. It's what do you value more? Do you value... For, you know, as a Bills fan, do you value sustained excitement? Because now, like, as I said, if you asked me this 10 years ago, I would have said, yes, give me the championship.
Right.
But, like, having lived through this and, like, knowing that that's what I was asking for so many years is, like, I would say I don't even care if they're bad. Like, I would just want them to be exciting again. Like, I want the games to be interesting. Now seeing every week is an interesting game. It's fun to like the team. Everything going on around town. Like, it doesn't happen if they just stink. It's what do you value more? Do you value the championship or do you value the run? It's like, are you Lemmy from Motorhead? Is the chase better than the catch? Is what you're trying to say.
The more we talk about it, the more it has been really fun to be a Bills fan. You know, I had fun the years they stunk too, don't get me wrong, but this has been really fun. Ticking off other people in the league is fun. And Brian, I just don't know. I liked what the texter said, the possibility of winning and the possibility of a championship there every season or the guaranteed championship. Because, yeah, we might have had fun at the games when they stunk, but those were some miserable teams, and those were some tough years. And, you know, you'd watch the Bills at one, and then you'd really be you'd be ready to watch real football. You said it perfectly one time. You'd watch the Bills at one, and then the NFL at four.
Yeah, that's Joe, we had fun at the games when they stunk because we were 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? Like, I don't think I would anymore. 803-0930, we'll go to the phones. Michael in Niagara Falls. Would you give it up for one?
No way, man. Not with Josh Allen. He's one of a kind. I hate to tell you. I was back. I'm 48. I watched Kelly back in the Super Bowl years, and he's better than Kelly. And he'll make everybody better. And to give up draft picks and stuff like that, no way, man. He's gonna win a Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills, for us, man. Finally, we're gonna do it, and it's gonna be more than one.
Michael, you're holding out the hope. I like the attitude, but you know that's not part of the deal.
But let's look at this another way, because I'm all sold on, hey, taking the fun, taking the possibility of a win. But what if we revisit this in 2035 and the Bills still haven't gotten a Super Bowl? You know what I mean? I mean, consider that. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I mean, would looking back on this team that'll probably be together for a few seasons, would this be worse than losing four straight Super Bowls? With this talent not winning a Super Bowl?
Well, this is, I mean, one hilarious text because everyone, you know, miswrites their texts all the time. This is not, someone said, I'd trade the wife right for good. They meant wide right, but he ended up texting in that he'd trade his wife. Would you do that too? No, but this person's saying in that I would trade wide right, meaning I would have that, I would trade a Bills Super Bowl win in order to not make the next three. In other words, four Super Bowls in a row, I would trade that away and make it one Super Bowl and then not make the playoffs for the next 3 years and stink up until now for the next 30 years, basically, if that one went in. I think that's an interesting way to look at it. I also wonder if, and then somebody else, I wanted to, before I end up forgetting about this on the text board, the excitement, hope, optimism in the city is wonderful and infectious. I wouldn't want to give that up, even in the absence of a Super Bowl win, to go back to being perennial losers. So there you have. Okay, you win the Super Bowl. Here's the big question. If the Bills win it this year, is it as exciting next year?
Yes. To defend the Super Bowl?
No, I it's impossible to be as exciting next year.
If they win.
If the Bills win the Super Bowl next year, is it ever... No, if they lose, that's not the question. If they win the Super Bowl, is it ever as exciting as it is right now? It can't be.
Can't it, though?
It can't be.
Those other teams seem to be having fun when they're defending the Super Bowl.
Maybe a little, but the feeling is not the same. You will never get back the feeling that you have right now.
You're right.
Of chasing the first, of never having done it before, of looking at generations will feel it a little bit differently. If you go 30 years without winning another one, then, you know, the excitement gets back a little bit. Then it's a little bit different, but there will never be another first.
Chasing that first Super Bowl.
And that feeling is great. And you're part of this is do you really want to give that up? The infectious, you know, the enthusiasm, does it happen? Does people talk all the time about the Super Bowl years, years 2, 3, and 4. Everyone was still Bills crazy. Would they be if that kick went in at the end of the game? Or yeah, would it just be like, yeah, that's the Bills. Yeah, they're our good football team.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if things go differently, you know, there's a kid with a sign about all the championship parades he's been to,
you know,
here instead of in Boston.
You know who you have to ask? You have to ask a Red Sox fan. When they won the World Series in, was it 2004?
2004.
Was being a fan ever the same again? Because the whole story of the team, they were never terrible. Great team, great fan base. But they never won. They 100 years, you know, they're going generations, families going to games. They never won the World Series. Then they do. Then what's it like being a fan?
Right. Compare 04 to 07. Compare 04 to 2013.
Compare it to the next year.
To 2018.
To those, any year since then.
Were those World Series as exciting as getting that first in 100
well,
years?
Well, no, but that's not... No. I think clearly, obviously, no. Especially the way that happened in 2004. Clearly, obviously,
well,
no.
The way that happened.
The question is being a fan, day-to-day during the season, is being a fan the same? Not if, oh, your second championship is as good as the first one. The question is, once you hit that threshold, once the Bills win the Super Bowl, you can ask a Red Sox fan, once you won that World Series, from the next day on, was being a fan ever as fun for you?
Oh, I think it's a different kind of fun, but I think it's just as fun, just as exciting.
Well, you don't know.
No, this is pure speculation. But I would guess that chasing that second, chasing that third, it's a different kind of excitement, but it is still exciting to see your team perform the way they're performing and win. You don't want to give that up. Build a dynasty. That's got to be just as exciting.
I'll tell you what.
Again, a different kind of excitement.
As a Penguins fan, I have been my entire kid. I'll tell you, it's absolutely not.
Okay.
They won the Stanley Cup in 2009, and yeah, it was still fun to follow the team. It was never the same. You're never chasing the cup. They won again in 2016, 2017, 2 years in a row, that second year. Very nice. Excitement level, nowhere near what it was.
Would you say that was you or the whole fan base?
The entire fan base.
Really?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. It's never the same. What do you think? Would you give it all up for one? Would you trade, if I said to you, the Bills, I will guarantee the Bills win a Super Bowl this year, but then you have to trade Josh Allen in the offseason. Would you do it? 803-0930 on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, B-Manson Beamer here on WBEN, and we're talking about, this was brought up by John Murphy last week ahead of the trade deadline. He, you know, kind of mentioned, we were talking about the Bills and where they're going this year, and he had just kind of made casual mention of, you know, you don't want to be like the Rams. You don't want to give it all up just for 1 year. You don't want to, I wouldn't throw away the future just to win one Super Bowl this year. And I thought, wait a second. That's interesting, because I don't know if everybody feels the same way. 803-0930. You know, before we continue, somebody on our text board said that, you know, Brian's wrong. A true diehard fan will always be excited for their team to go all the way in a season. The texter's right, but I'm not talking about diehard Bills fan. Like, yes, the person who paints their face is always going, Bills Elvis. No matter how many Super Bowls we win or how many games we lose, we'll still be there,
that's right.
White guitar and all, you know, jamming away down by the end zones. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm just, in general, the mood of the city. Your average fan, would you trade away? Would you go through another drought starting next year if it means you won the Super Bowl? If I told you, hey, you will win the Super Bowl, sign right here. I can guarantee you, you'll win the Super Bowl this year. But guess what? You have to trade away Josh Allen right after it happens. Would you do it for one Super Bowl? 803-0930.
You know, Brian, because we were talking during the break, and I'm thinking, you know, I think a chase in a second and third Super Bowl, I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think there'd be a lot of excitement. Like I said, it's a different kind of excitement that I don't know. I don't know following a team that's won a championship in my lifetime, because I haven't followed a team that's won a championship in my lifetime. But I would think that the excitement would be there for year two of the run, year three of the run. I can't imagine that not bringing more excitement. Hey, how many Super Bowls can this team get before they fall apart? However, I still don't want to commit to saying no, I wouldn't take the deal to guarantee a Super Bowl.
Someone on the board says win the Super Bowl. What about you? 803-0930. My comparison, and you know, you could say this, they added Stanley Cup too. You could say this about the Sabres too. I mean, you know, it's a different, they're in a much different place than the Bills are right now, where you're not talking about them winning the cup. But if I just told you, hey, like this team, it's fun. They're going to go on a crazy run, win the Stanley Cup, and then you have to go through another 11-plus years of missing the playoffs. Like, would you sign up for it
yes.
right now? You're saying undoubtedly yes.
No. I'm understanding. I don't think so. Because watching the Sabres improve season by season, watching the Bills get better with acquisitions has been a lot of fun. Yeah, they might have been some miserable seasons for the Sabres.
But there's no guarantee that'll lead anywhere.
Well, there's no guarantees in life, Brian.
We've seen that from the Sabres before. You know, they build, hey, we got a good team going here. Whoa, Jack Eichel, look, we're starting to improve here. And then, like, nothing happens, and they still miss the playoffs. I feel like if you brought that question about the Sabres, more people would say yes right now than about the Bills. Because you just have this feeling with the Bills, they've been good now for three straight years. It looks like they'll continue to be good in the future. I'll take my chances with, you know, them being
this
good.
This is a team that's going to be good for at least a decade.
Yeah. With the Sabres, I think people will be more apt to say, you know, who haven't made the playoffs in over a decade as we sit right now. They're not, even with how good they're doing right now, you look at all the national writers, nobody is picking them to go to the playoffs. They're still not odds-on favorite to make the playoffs. I think more people would be like, yeah, sign me up. Sure. Like, that would be great to have a run of Sabres hockey here. I think it's a tricky question. I think part of this is, and this is, I don't want this to be confused with me saying that I never want our teams to win, but there's something you can't get back the second you do win. And I was talking about the Red Sox in 2004. Now, you know, they had won a championship, you know, back in, you know, before
anyone listening to this show was alive.
Yes, you know, before World War One. you know, in those times. But up until 2004, what were the Red Sox? The Red Sox were the lovable losers, kind of, right? They'd gone through this huge drought. They've never won a World Series. It was a curse. It was the curse of the Babe. That's why they couldn't win. And it was like a little bit of this mystique. And it was an essential part of being a Red Sox fan, was that, hey, you know, this team, they're good. We never win. We're not going to win. You have the doubts. Hey, we always believe. But, you know, that was being a Red Sox fan. Then they win in 2004, and the next day, everything about that changes. You can no longer be the lovable losers. Your passionate fans turn into entitled, crazy lunatics who just like their team because they won a World Series. And you never get back that longing for a championship, longing for something you've never seen before in your life that makes chasing after the first one so much fun. And I wonder what that would be like for the Bills. If the Bills win a Super Bowl this year, you never get back. I mean, it's a positive thing. Like, you know, you never get back the lovable losers tag. I don't think you see again all these, you know, like before Sunday Night Football last week, all the pieces or on the Today Show, or you pick a spot, it's there every single week. The Bills Mafia, you know, oh, the team, even during the hard times, they were there with the team. And like, the Bills Mafia becomes all of a sudden obnoxious fans of the best team in football. They're no longer like the lovable fan base. They're obnoxious. Like, that changes, boom, overnight, the second you win a Super Bowl.
Like I said, you're already seeing it with Josh Allen. Some of the things that are being said about him from other teams' fans on social media.
It just becomes, like, fundamentally a completely different existence that, you know, again, I'm not saying that I don't want to win, but it definitely would change things, for sure.
Would it change the way you watch the games?
Eventually, yeah.
Really? See, I would think my game day would be exactly as it is now.
But like, I think where you have to draw the line is you are a like fanatic Bills fan, right?
Right.
So like, the rule doesn't apply for you. Like, if you are the guy in Denver who used to wear nothing but the bucket around him, like, you know what I mean? Like, of course, you're always going to be there, you know? You're Pinto Ron, you're driving to every game for, you know, and cooking stuff on top of a car. Like, that's not the average person.
Right.
I think for the average person, it absolutely changes things. And it changes the whole, it changes everything for the team to win a Super Bowl and what goes on from there on out.
I'll have to see it to know exactly what that is.
All that is to say that I don't think I would take the deal.
I wouldn't take the deal, but I wouldn't take the deal because I think this team, the way it's positioned for the next few seasons, could win more than one Super Bowl. I know we have to win one to
What if the deal is it's not, hey, you know, we could win two Super Bowls down the line. No. The deal is you can win a Super Bowl. You could do it this year, and then the team is a drought, or you have the Bills of the last 2 years for the next 10 or 15 years.
I'll take that. It's fun. It's exciting.
And you know you will never win the Super Bowl.
But there is something about this. Now, I don't remember the Super Bowl run in the 90s. I was too young. But there is something about the feeling in this city on game days, about the Bills, that I have never experienced before. And it's even more than when the Sabres made their run in the mid-2000s. And I want to take this in for as long as I can.
But so what you're admitting there by saying that is that it doesn't compare to the first. That it changes once you win the Super Bowl. What I don't know.
I haven't seen the city after winning.
But what you're saying is you would rather go the next 10 to 15 years, no Super Bowls, but the team is still good. And you know you're not going to win the Super Bowl when you sign this deal. But you'd rather have that continued. That's what we just did. you are either winning a Super Bowl now, and then the team, you go through another drought, the team is just bottom of the barrel, or just it doesn't mean anything for the next 15 years, or you spend the next 10 to 15 years where you are over the past 2 years. Good team, exciting games, you reach the playoffs, you might win a couple playoff games, but you're not going to win the ultimate prize.
That's easy for you and I to say. There are people in our audience that do not want to agree to not winning a Super Bowl in the next 15 to 20 years. There is something about this team that I don't want to kiss away, but I don't want to guarantee not winning a Super Bowl.
But I mean, it's a yes or no. You got to pick one or the other. It's what makes it a good question.
Ooh, yep. Well, that's why you're that's why you're good at what you do. I don't want to say I want to guarantee no Super Bowl, but like I said, there is something about the feeling in this city that I also don't want to go away.
I would easily take the next. I would take what has been going on here the last 3 years over one and done. Easily, hands down.
But at the end of that run, I'm going to regret not taking the Super Bowl.
I don't think you would.
You go 15 years, and then how about if you go in a drought after that? And now you and I are old men, and they still haven't won the Super Bowl.
Right. But at least they matter. At least it's fun watching the games. If they go on another drought like they did, especially after winning one, and you don't have that chase of like, oh, I got to, you know, come on, the Bills, we're going to do it someday. They won the Super Bowl. You had all that excitement. And then they're just, for over the next 5 years, like the worst team. Or not even the worst team. They were never the worst team in the league during the drought. They were always just kind of like, they didn't matter. Because they weren't the worst team. They were like the fourth worst team.
Right. And they what you were cheering for was that they were in the hunt in the end of November.
I would eventually, as much as I love the Bills, I would eventually be like, yeah, just whatever. Like I would tune out. I would miss games. I would not think about them at all. Like that would happen eventually. For sure. I could say that for myself. Because it happened during the drought when I was off to college, and you know you're not around a whole bunch of other Bills fans. You know, there's people from like most people from downstate. You got a bunch of Jets and Giants fans you're hanging out with all the time. I felt that. It's like, well, what, it's not like they're going to win anything. It's not like they're even going to make the playoffs. I was away from home for a while. I fell out of it for a good 4 years when I was over in the Rochester area for college. You followed the Bills, you watched the games, but it didn't really matter at the end because they had stunk for so long. They showed no big sign of a turnaround or anything like that. I wouldn't sign up for doing that again, knowing how fun it's been the last 2 years without winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you know, look back at the text board, Brian, which someone says, I look back and I love the four in a row losses, then one win, nothing for a long time. Those years were amazing, and I think we'll look back no matter what. So you know what? I'm going to answer the question. Yes, I will take 15 years, 10 to 15 years of being a relevant NFL team. I will take the AFC East championships. I'll take that. I'll be a relevant football team rather than one and done. I think it's positive for not only the football team, but if we look outside of the sports world, it's such a positive. What's going on now is so positive for Western New York, for businesses, for everything. It's a positive mood. The Bills bring a positive mood to a sometimes divided region. I'm all in. Let's do this for 15 years.
The continued excitement. You know what actually might be a good a way to see this is you look at Washington. So Washington beat Buffalo, one of those four Super Bowls, and then they also won one a few years before that. So they won, and they won another one, you know, a few years before that. But they won in those 4 years. All these years later, we still talk about the four straight Super Bowls. Like, they're making movies about the four straight Super Bowls of the Bills, continued dominance, the team that could never quite get it. All those players are beloved across Western New York. Like, it's still a thing. Like, I don't think people in Washington at all, like, people who are young, like you and I, Joe, who didn't even see the four straight, we know about the team, we know about the history. Like, it's an important part of being a Bills fan is to know about what happened in those 4 years, the team, the players, how they lost, the comeback game, wide right, you know, some of these big moments. Do you think Redskins fans are now Commanders fans, or, you know, football team fans, fans of football in D.C., do you think they feel that way about the Super Bowl they won in, what was it, 92 it would have been? Like, I...
Probably not.
If I were to say, like, who was the quarterback when they won the Super Bowl in 92? You know? Like, I feel like a lot of Washington fans would be like, I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, Bills fans, who was the Super Bowl, the quarterback of the Bills in the Super Bowl years?
Jim Kelly.
Who's the running back? You know, who's starting linebackers? Like, you can rifle them off, and you know all these things, and I think it's because they lost. Like, the championship feeling, I feel like, might be a little fleeting, right? It's so great in the moment, but then it dies off hard. Where, like, what we've had, like, it just doesn't, it just festers. Everything festers, the wins and the losses, and it's just like this constant buildup to whenever that moment might be.
Yeah, that's true. Washington has been a kind of a pit of an organization lately.
I do always feel a little bit weird, like, you've seen these for sale over the last, like, 20 years. Like, just one before I die. And it's like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of collecting to do if the Bills win the Super Bowl this year. Of all the people who have said that, you're going to, like, want to throw those shirts out and pretend like you never wore it before.
Two.
Yeah. just like a bunch.
Yeah.
Pretend I never said that at all. Unbelievable. But I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting question. Murph brought it up last week, and it just got me thinking, like, I really want that Super Bowl.
But without looking to the future, Brian, you know what? There's one thing I can say for sure. I am really enjoying this season. I'm enjoying the ride, and I hope that there's another win to talk about Monday morning.
There better be. Lose to the Jets. It'd be like panic, right? Yeah. I know they're 5-3, but ugh. The Jets? That's a team you can't take seriously now. I look at the Jets the way everyone used to look at us.
But they're 5-3. I mean, you can't dismiss what they've done.
Sure you can.
Okay,
they stink. Quarterback stinks. We're a good team. Like, we should pound them.
People started talking about the Jets when they beat the Packers, but now does that win look as impressive as
no,
it did?
No, it does not.
Exactly.
And the Jets they posted something this week about the sold out for Sunday.
Yeah, a lot of Bills fans.
Yeah, that's like it was a big deal for them that they sold out their stadium, but they only did it because it's going to be a bunch of Bills fans.
Yeah, a bunch of Bills fans. And like I said, I know some people who are going to the Michigan-Rutgers game Saturday, Bills game Sunday. Should be a fun weekend.
Well, hope everyone has a good weekend. Lots of time to do stuff outside, too.
And Joe, don't forget, Tuesday's Election Day, Brian. You still have time to early vote. And we will have our Election Day preview Sunday on Hardline. Jeremy Zellner, Michael Cracker, and Dave Leventhal.
Can't wait for that. B-Maz and Beamer will be back here Monday on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.